Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Yeehaw, folks. Johnny B. here.
What's up, Johnny B.?
Doing all right, Mick. I'm looking forward to the day. Trying to take a nap. Got to cut grass and hit golf balls.
And I guess today the Texans play the Titans?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Yep.
Good luck 12, with that.
12 o'clock. Yeah. Have fun.
Good luck with that.
Good luck.
All right. Okay. Well, phone lines are open. It's 6 o'clock. It's time to get it rolling. 6:02 here in the Bayou City. And phone lines are open, 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. Give Johnny B. a call, and we'll get you up on the screen, and we'll go to work. All right. First caller of the morning. Let's go to Ray Stanley in Highland, see what's up with Ray this morning. Good morning, Ray.
Well, good morning. I got the pole position this morning, huh?
Yeah, you're the leader. you're my leadoff hitter this morning. What's up, man?
Well, you know, that little piece of braid that I frowned around my prop shaft turned out to be kind of a blessing in disguise. I've got one of those handy dandy tools that I can pull that prop seal out without dropping the foot off.
Really?
And so I drained my oil out. There was a fair amount of water in it. Probably a little bit more than if I'd have snapped to it. Probably a little bit more than the prop seal would have gotten in there in the short time that it was there. But anyway, put the seal back in, put my oil back in it, did my pressure test, and bang, wasn't holding any pressure.
It wouldn't hold pressure?
It would not hold pressure. So, you know, that means that the top seal was probably the downshaft seal in the top. So I dropped it off. Sure enough, it was trashed.
The top seal was too, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, those the E-Tex have, and all the OMC always had a two-piece downshaft. And they've been kind of notorious through the years. It was kind of a bad engineering design to begin with, but through time, that's been kind of an issue with them, because that if that wears any at all and that top shaft gets wobbling, then, of course, that seal goes.
Right.
So here I go back to Red Wing again. Of course, I didn't get those seals, so I had to go back over there and get the top seals for that, and got that done, put the oil back in it. Came back by Bauman and dropped off the prop that had been on there for a year and get it freshened up, and came back, put oil in it, put that seal in it and oil in it, and I'm good to go again.
Attaboy.
And, of course, while I was there, I pulled my impeller out. And you don't get that much mileage out of them until you can replace them. And I noticed the inside of my water pump was a little bit etched from San Jacinto River sand, which I'm in constantly, but I think it'll probably go another trip. So I'm back good to go with my lower unit again. Had put my spare Viper on while the other one's in the Bauman Hospital.
Is that what you're running on that Triton, a Viper?
Yeah, I run the Vipers on it. And I had that's always been my great story with Louis Jr. I said, you know, I bought both these Vipers the same day in brand new, never opened boxes. And the one that I took in for them to freshen up is by far the better prop. And of course, I learned that back when I was racing with Mercury. We put four or five of the very same props right out there side by side. Now, this is before they really got their Propeller, the Mirage, the Propeller, all the Mercruiser props and Mercury Racing props these days are just absolute perfection. But before that, you know, we'd put four or five of exactly the same props together and then go out and test them all and get the best one out of the litter.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how that works, but it does. It's exactly that way. So my best prop is back at Bauman, and my spare Viper is back on the boat, and there's not that much. So you know me, half a mile an hour is big to me sometimes. I don't know. I guess I'll always have that anal quality in me as long as I can breathe, I guess. Anyway, I got to get a hold of Romando. I was coming out of Burnett Bay the other day on glass smooth water, not paying attention to anything, probably running 38, 40 miles an hour, which is usually my cruise speed. And unbeknownst to me, one of those new double-ended tugboats had just gone down the ship channel, hooked up. And I whanged, I mean, just ran up on that huge roller coming across the flats under the high line there. Didn't see it till way too late to get off the gas. And, man, when I came down on the other side, bam, cracked my windscreen.
So
Romando's got that guy down in Clear Lake if you take the pieces down there to him and hand them to him, well, a couple of weeks later, he'll hand you a new one for a couple of $100 or whatever it was. I forgot what it was. I've broken one once before doing exactly that same thing. Looks like I'd learned, doesn't it?
Anyway.
Anyway, you know, break out another 1,000, right?
That's the rumor.
Anyway, you know, I heard you mention on that little commercial that you're doing for whoever it is, talking about D. Wayne.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, does that bring back memories of me when he was a young kid in the neighborhood with Kim Asbeck's nephew, Kevin, and back in those days, they'd come get that little 17 Montauk that I had and ski the river. And I bet you D. Wayne and those kids would put 1,000,000 miles on that boat just skiing up and down the river. I always got such – and, of course, I was crazy about his daddy, too. I guess they've just – well, I guess dad's gone by now, but Dwayne just deserted.
No, Rodney, he's living down in Port O'Connor. He sold his house – on Trinity Bay and built him a place down in Port O'Connor down by Dwayne.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear he's still around because I know he's a couple of years older than I am. So good for him. I'm glad to hear that because I was crazy about that man, I'll tell you.
Yeah, Rodney is as good as they come, buddy.
And Dwayne, that apple didn't fall far from the tree either.
Yeah, Rodney's as good as they get. Great guy.
Yeah, he is. Well, I'm glad to hear that he's still around.
Yeah, well, he's still around, parade, man.
The Trump parade yesterday was a real cluster, I can tell you that. There was, my little, I used to think a 23-foot boat was a ship.
Yeah.
So I'm going down the creek in my 23-foot Mastercraft. It looked like it was a dinghy off some of the boats that were in that parade. My friend Lloyd Thornton was captaining a 50-foot Sea Ray Sundancer, which is probably one of the best looking boats around for a sport boat anyway, and he was leading the parade, and it was huge, I'm telling you. So maybe the silent majority is rising up. Hopefully.
Who knows?
Well, you know, it's just like I get concerned about, especially I've got that granddaughter up at UT drinking some of that UT Kool-Aid that's makes big liberals out of all of them, and it reminds me of that Churchill saying that I read in one of his books one time, if you're 20 years old and not liberal, then you don't have a heart. And if you're 40 years old and you're not conservative, you don't have a brain. So we all turn our fishing show into politics, but that's well said, isn't it?
Pretty much. I'm with you.
Anyway.
Yeah, I'm so you run the Viper on your E-Tech. Now that's an OMC prop, right?
That's correct. That was their stainless prop that came with the big block 200 that I bought.
Yeah. I think that's what I used to run on my E-Techs was the Viper.
Well, that was a decent prop. It's not as good as the Mercury props, I'll guarantee you that. But it was good enough to get the job done for mine. So I bought an extra one exactly like it from Louis, so I'd have a spare. And it's done well. It's done good for me, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Because I'm basically a Mirage guy, you know.
Yeah, I ran a lot of the Mirages for years, but I'm hooked on that four-blade Mercury Revolution prop. Man, that's a hardy prop.
Yeah, and you know the good thing about that, they finally got the right rake in it and everything to where you don't give up. You give up some, but you don't give up a lot of speed with it. And if you get Louis to put that little extra cup in there that they call the Mansfield Cup.
That's what I do with mine. I've got two of them, and matter of fact, I want to have to take the one I'm running now. I'm sure it's wore down a little bit, you know, from the last year or so, and I hadn't hit anything with it, but it, you know, I can tell, and I'll just take it in and get him to rework that one and run my other one. But I got two of those Revolutions. They're, you know, I found a good deal on them. I think I got them on eBay or somewhere like that.
Really?
A few years ago, yeah. They're, you know, that's about a $1,200 prop. And sometimes you can find them on sale for about $750 or $800, but I found this one, and it was like $380, and I just went ahead and bought it. That's why I got my spare one.
Yeah, if I'd have seen that, I'd have bought two of them. You know, Mercury does a pretty good job of guarding the retail MSRP on those things, kind of like Remington shotguns and Rolex watches. You just don't usually find them, you know, discounted anywhere.
Right.
But every once in a while, somebody will, you know, backdoor one and splash it up on eBay, and you just got lucky.
Yeah, I did. That's why I scarfed it up. I couldn't punch my information in there fast enough, and I had it at my door in 3 days. That was pretty good.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you want to save your trip to Macario Garcia Drive, you can drop those props off of here, and I'll go get mine Monday, and I'll take yours and drop it off at the same time.
Okay. Well, I may hook you up on that. May see what I can do.
A trip to Highlands is a whole lot closer than fighting that downtown.
Yes, it is.
Downtown, after doing that for years and years and years, I think, how in the hell did I do this, driving in all this?
I know.
For all those years without getting killed.
Well, the construction's what makes it so bad, you know.
Well, and you know, they're widening 2100 through Highlands here too.
Yeah.
So we've really got ourselves a mess too. But if you don't mind fighting that and dropping it off sometime during the weekend, I'll sure do that for you Monday.
All right. Well, Ray, I got to run. It's always good talking to you.
All right. Well, we'll hook up a little later on. Maybe I'll see you over the weekend sometime.
Okay, Ray. We'll see you, dog. Take care, buddy.
Dev, I sit here listening to Paulie. I was having so much fun listening to James.
Oh, he cracks me up, man.
Oh, man, about his cooking, you know.
And he is not a cook. He can't even cook a hot dog, man.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. Captain Mickey will tell you where to go and what to throw. When the tide gets high, which way the wind's gonna blow. If you wanna hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
They asked my kids one time at school if they need how to cook anything. And my son says, yeah, I can cook toast. He said, you put it in the toaster, you take it out and hold over the sink and scrape it.
Scrape all the burn off of it and then butter it up, jelly it up.
That's kind of what the toast was, you know. He didn't know you could cook. It came right out of the toaster. He thought you had to scrape it first. That's good stuff.
That is.
Oh, it's all good.
If you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. We have some open lines. If you care to give in and or get in and give us a call, we'd love to hear from you. 713-572-4610. All right. We've got Dave and Bill and George hanging on. Let's get to Dave. He's up next. Dave, good morning. Good morning, Dave. Going once, twice. Did we lose him, Johnny B? I don't know what happened. He's on my screen. I've got him here.
Guitar Dave, are you there?
Well, let's go to Bill, shall we? Bill, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
How you doing, Captain Mickey?
Hey, what's up?
Not a whole lot, man. I'm just wanted to remind all your listeners, be sure and get out there and vote, because they say if Texas turns blue, we'll never have another Republican president. And you can go to joebiden.com, gun safety, and it'll tell you how they're planning on taking our guns.
I know our Second Amendment is really at stake this election, more so than I've ever seen it, you know, in the years I've been around. So it's very important for all of us gun guys.
And you know, we need to go vote in person and then check and make sure your vote counted.
Yeah, you really do.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about that West Bay Fishing Club. I'm a native Houstonian. I think I'm a little older than you are. But I'd never heard of it. Can you tell me a little about it?
Well, it was just a, you know, on the far west end down there close to San Luis Pass. It was a club that lets you get through the gate, and I don't remember what the membership fee was back then or anything. It's not there anymore, but it would allow us to drive in down on that end and wade that far in. I know I grew up, we fished out of Bay Harbor, which was the farthest subdivision to the west back then, you know, all the beach houses, and we'd wade from there back that way. But it was such a long way to go all the way to the pass. And a lot of times those fish would get hung up down there, stacked up pretty good. And my dad and Uncle Joe and all of them, they had a membership there, and we had the key to the lock to get into the gate, and we'd go in there and wade fish.
You remember old Lewis Bait Camp?
Lewis Bait Camp.
Lewis's Bait Camp?
No, where was it at?
Well, you come over the causeway. It was on the right over there before you went over.
Oh, okay.
Rent boats and motors there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wanted to ask you about those shacks that used to be in West Bay back in the 50s and 60s. Did you have to get a state permit or what? Remember those fishing shacks people?
Yeah, I think you had to have some kind of permit to have one. They had a lot of them behind the pass down there around, you know, Bird Island and Chocolate and all that area.
Well, the hurricanes pretty knocked them all out, hadn't
they? Yeah, and they had rebuilt, and just they've kind of withered away these days. You know, about the only place you see a lot of that kind of stuff going on these days is down around Baffin, you know, and Laguna Madre down there. They still have, well, they use the floating houseboat-like deal. They'll have they call them floaters down there. And they'll have their camp house on a floater like a barge, and there was a few of them with that one hurricane this year that messed them up, the one that Mansfield got, pushed some of them up against the bank.
But you can still do that?
As far as I know, yeah. Not here, though. I think they did away with that in that Chocolate area. I don't think you can get a permit to do that anymore.
I just wanted to tell you, my dad and a neighbor of his neighbor was in the Navy. And he had quite a bit of rank, and he got a PT boat after World War II.
Yeah, old PT boat.
Turned it into an offshore boat. And most of them were burned after the war.
Right.
But they say there's only a handful of them left. But that was a pretty neat deal. I remember that when I was a kid. I used to go fishing with them on it.
Yeah, those were some... those were awesome rigs. You know, they were made out of plywood, you know, just fiberglass plywood.
They sure were. And they had a big Packard V-12 in them.
Packard V-12.
and then later in the war, they came out with one that was a little over 80 feet.
Yeah.
Most of the early ones were 73 feet. But they had one that had three motors in it, three Packard V-12s.
Man.
And about 4,500 horsepower, and that thing would use 5,000 gallons of fuel. If you got on it hard,
yeah,
that thing would carry 5,000 gallons of fuel. And they say they had a cutoff on the mufflers. You could open them wide open. And, man, they said when one of those things was coming towards you full blast, you know, with all those cutouts open, it was pretty wild.
Well, that's awesome.
They were really
remember the old movie about JFK, PT-109?
Sure.
That was a great show when I was a kid. I loved that show.
I did, too. That was a good movie.
Yeah, it was.
And old Ernest Borgnine, you remember that movie, where, that series on TV? I read on the Internet where he bought one of those PT boats, one of them that was left over.
Right.
And, you know, he was a captain on one in that TV series. You remember that?
Yeah. Man.
I thought that was pretty cool history.
Yeah, man. It is. Pretty cool. PT
boats.
Can you
imagine all the fish that were back in the 40s and 50s out there back in the day? And if you'd had a rig like today to fish with the equipment.
That's what I've always said. I'd love to go back in time with the equipment and the boat that I have now and experience what might have been, you know, what it would have been like with what I know now. And I mean, how many 10-pound trout were swimming around just in schools?
Can you imagine all the big trout and reds coming out of San Luis Pass back in those days?
Oh, Lord, it'd blow your mind.
Well, there was a guy. My neighbor, Mr. Artling, back in the 50s, he lived next door, and him and his son fished all the time. And, man, every weekend they'd come back with trophy trout and reds.
Oh, yeah.
Out there in their garage. And the duck hunting back then was just incredible.
Oh, yeah, the bays would be just black with ducks.
And, I mean, he was a real sportsman, man. He was out there every weekend.
Well, I remember those days. That's all I've done all my life. I really enjoyed it.
About what
still
year
enjoy
did you
it.
Really see it fall off where the big trout kind of disappeared?
Probably about, what are we now, 2020? Probably about 2015, 2016.
Oh, that recently, huh?
Yeah, we had the back of Trinity Bay had. Now we didn't see those really big 9 and 10 pounders as prevalent, but a lot of 7 and 8s. Remember we had that drought era from about 2012 to 2013-14 through there. The back of Trinity Bay was just, it was pretty much stupid. You could just go back there and cut the key off. And, I mean, for modern times these days, it was pretty impressive. And but, man, after the impact of that severe drought and then the severe flooding right behind that, that puts us at about nine adverse years for our bay system, you know, as far as habitat loss. We've lost 2/3 of our live oyster beds, and a lot of things have changed with the dredging of the ship channel and the way currents run and erosion problems from that deeper water and ship wakes all the time. It is, it's taken its toll on our bay system, big time.
Well, how did they get away with messing up Rollover Pass?
They just did. That's politics nowadays, bud. It was pretty political. And we're seeing some changes in the back of that bay right now. It's too early to tell what it's actually going to do in the long run, but there's definitely a difference. It's really changed things. Well, Bill, I got to run. I'm on a break, and thanks for the call. Enjoyed talking to you, and you have a great Sunday.
It's sure good talking to you, Captain Mickey.
Yes, sir. You got it. Nice talking to you.
Good morning.
Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 640 in the Bayou City. Final segment of the Outdoor Show already. My, where time goes. All right, next up is George. George, good morning. You are on the Outdoor Show.
Good morning, Mickey. Good,
how you doing there, morning, George?
Good. Doing fine, man. It's been a while.
Yes, it has.
Good morning to all your listeners out there. And I really enjoyed these comments made. Thank you to Mr. Stanley for that quote. That's a great quote.
Yeah, I got another one. Churchill.
I got another one, Churchill. Oh, yeah, he had quite the repartee. I've got another quote. This woman one time said, Mr. Churchill, if you were my husband, I'd poison you. To which he replied, and if you were my wife, I'd drink it.
Yeah, I've heard that one before. That's great.
Yeah. There's another one he had, but it's a little bit insulting. I won't go there. But anyway,
no,
I want to make a shout out to the law officers out there. To Sheriff Richard Mack, constitutional. I'd really like to make a shout out to, encourage everybody to look into it. That's our last line of defense is our local, to uphold our rights. Your second caller, this very poignant fact, this is very pertinent in this era we're in right now, in the now time.
With our gun laws, rights. Yes, sir.
Just ask the people in Victoria. Well, I think they let them out of their house for about an hour a day, okay? And they gave up they don't have the history that we have in this great nation. And this is a great nation.
Yeah.
Make no mistake. And, I appreciate it, what you do, Mick, because you're always giving credit to the law officers and play the national anthem. And I want to send a shout out to Mike Williams, another quote. He used to always say, they don't know because they don't know.
Right.
I'd like to piggyback on that and give you another quotation. I'm full of, I'm always full of it, Mick, you know how I am. But this is the quotation I'd like to share with everybody. You don't know what you don't know until you know what you know.
Yeah. Okay?
And yep. I'd like to talk about flags just a little bit. It's important to know your Army code of flags because that one by nine flag with the yellow fringe on it with the phoenix on top, which I like to refer to as a chicken, that's a null and void flag. You need to understand what you're flying. Now, you need to be, you need a military, like a military boat flag, 3x4 for your residence. That's the one, then you have a 3x5, that's a military base flag. And if you're flying that at your residence, that means they sell those at Walmart. That means they can come and encamp at your house, basically. It looks like we may have a little bumpy road ahead of us, Mick, but there's lots of patriots right here in America. This is a marvelous time to be alive. And I think all I can say to the Black Cats is beware the Ides of March 2021. There's a great world coming, Mickey, and it's a great time to be alive. God bless all your audience out there and everybody, and God bless America, and God bless the President of the United States, and God bless the First Lady of the United States. Thank you.
All right, George.
Appreciate
all right. You're a patriot. We'll see you, buddy. I got to run.
Yes,
got to get them all. Bye-bye. All right, buddy.
Yes, sir.
See
bye-bye.
You. All right, let's go to Guitar Dave. I understand we have him back now. We had a little malfunction earlier. Dave, are you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. Yeah, no, I don't know what – I might have did that little cheat thing to do the mute. But anyway, no, I'm here. Okay, I knew the way you were talking with Plog about y'all, him playing golf, and I knew you was going to go get a new set of golf clubs. And
I know it. Misery loves company.
I know. But no, you're doing good. No, what I'm saying is I got two sets over here that I'll take some pictures and shoot you on Messenger, and if you see anything you want, you can have it that were given to me. But, I think that's good. Now, if you put a team together, would you plug, and let's say your nephew, Sean, who would be the fourth guy?
I don't know. I guess we'd throw Hillman in there, you know, just for giggles. You know, he's fun.
Yes,
we'll let Sean shoot the low scores, and we'll just we'll watch and have fun. We'll
see,
play best ball off of Sean's ball every time.
Hey, well, the reason why I asked, remember when I went to go see you and Plog talk with that other gentleman there at the Houstonian, I had such a good time. I'll pay money just to stand there, and whenever you need to point at me and you need a cool drink, just I'll go get it. You know what I mean?
Well, there you go.
Backstage, man.
Have my own private bartender.
Well, I'll work on it, yes, sir. And and real quick on the guy that was talking about, he was talking about McHale's Navy, you know, on that PT boat.
Yeah, Captain Binghamton.
No, lead bottom. But okay, Ernest Borgnine, you know, and then Tim Conway, what a performance! Now, the tall, skinny guy that was on there that talked real hillbilly, Willie, his name was Willie on there that played guitar and sang and everything, and he had a Tennessee senator come to see him. That was Kitty Wells' son, the Kitty Wells honky tonk son.
I'll be darned.
Got to meet him downtown in 1995 when we played the Commanders Convention down there for the American Legion post over there out of not the American Legion, the Knights of Columbus Hall on Alice Road, because they had the Commanders Convention
right.
for the Knights of Columbus. They flew them in from Branson, Missouri, man. Well, hey, I know you're
I got a roll. I got three more callers. All right,
I'm
man.
Done,
okay, you
I'm
don't
done.
Have to shout. Right. Everything's good. We'll see you later. All right, next up, let's go to Tennessee Jim, old Kentucky Windage himself. Jim, what's happening?
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning.
Out here in the blind, and saw two deer yesterday. I didn't have the binos, didn't know if they. I saw a set of eyes about 5:30, and about 7 o'clock, one came down to one fence row. But I didn't have my binos, but now I do.
Well,
I set up that feeder, and I put some 2-inch pipes down, strapped the three legs. It's 8 foot
uh-huh.
up, and I'm gonna put some more. I got some barbed wire around there with those fence posts, the metal ones.
Yeah, keeps cows off of it.
Yeah, I got to put these other posts. Or a galvanized post down, put them every 2 foot, because there's a big bull out here that's been breeding. Yeah, he's a. I'll show you a picture if I still have it. But yeah, I thought Guitar Dave was going to call in about a toilet that keeps on running. You know.
Oh my goodness.
Well, me and my son, my wife and his son, going to head down to Blaine's 2 weeks from now. So the last weekend of
dove season.
Quail, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and
go down there
and really
shoot some dove birds.
She's not really a shooter, but she shot I got a double barrel 410. And she keeps showing me this bruise on her arm. I'm like, okay, we're going to go to a 20. Semi-automatic, so that's about half the recoil. So
well, that old if it's an old 410, it may just kick a lot. You know, for it may be one of those kind of guns. You know, the 20 may not have near the recoil. It's more powerful.
Right,
it just doesn't might not have the recoil as that old 410.
The 410 she was using the three inch shells too. So
yeah. All right, Jim. Well, I got to run. I got to get two more.
All right, man.
All right,
see
you, man.
Happy fun Sunday, everybody.
Thank you. See you now.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Richard. Richard, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Yes. Good morning, Captain Mickey.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir. I just
calling in. Most of my fishing's been done up at Lake Livingston. 50 years ago, my dad flew up there with a banker, flew over the land there before they had released the water and put in. We got us a nice spot there, about 3 par 5s from the opening of Pinball Campground, right around there. And it's been just a blessing in our family all these years. And we catfish and white bass in there quite a bit. And I do believe in a guide. We hired a guide about 30 years ago and left out of Pinball about 8 in the morning. And when we pulled in the first stop, the fish started schooling within about 5 seconds. And he hit us about 3 holes like that, fishing holes. And we just really had a good time. And I really learned a lot about how to find my own white bass after that.
But well,
it's been a really good time up there. And just one other quick story. There at Livingston, I fished my heart out for those largemouth bass, but just never really successful. Catch a few 2-pounders and 3-pounders, but I love to golf, and out at the Ellington Air Force Base where I played golf out there, I always carry a breakdown fishing rod in my golf bag.
Yeah, right.
And as soon as we get off the hole, I can snap that thing together, have a little tiny torpedo on there, flip that baby out there, and can catch a pretty good sized bass and not miss a lick, not slow down anybody, bring in that old fish and catch and release. And that's a lot of fun when you can go out and catch a good bass and have a birdie playing golf on the same day.
That's it.
But one day there was a little, it couldn't have been 2 foot deep, little drainage off one of the lakes. And I flipped that torpedo out there, landed up on the lily pads, and that bass hit it, popped it up in the air, and then hit it again, that big old swell. And sure enough, that was my biggest bass ever right there out of there, about a 6-pound bass right there. So that was a lot of fun.
But, yeah, my nephew,
sure enjoy your show.
In one of the PGA equipment trailers, he keeps a couple extra rod and reels, and they haul it around the country for him. And Boo Weekly, too. And, boy, when they get to Florida and get on some of those golf courses, you wouldn't believe some of the huge bass they catch. I said, no wonder y'all aren't making the cut. You're too worried about fishing instead of playing golf.
Right.
Yeah, there's some big bass in them golf course lakes, man.
There sure are. These ponds out there at Ellington, these bass jump out on the shore almost coming after those topwater lures. That's really
that's good stuff.
My, you know, best time is catching on a topwater lure. It's pretty neat.
Oh, yeah.
But, thanks
a lot
for
of
the
fun.
Time. And,
okay.
And get me
Richard,
in, Captain Mickey.
Appreciate the call, buddy. You have a good Sunday.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right, see ya. All right, wrap her up with Big John now. Big John, you're on the Outdoor Show.
What's going on, Captain Mickey?
Oh, Talking man, just
waters.
Me and you and a dog named Blue.
Dog named Blue, huh?
That's it, man. How you been?
All right, man. I just purchased a Matthews Monster.
A Matthews Monster.
Yeah, fully loaded Matthews Monster. I got to get familiar with it because I ain't shot a bow in a long time.
Well, you're going to have to practice.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to have to do. And I bought me a Taurus Judge. I've been wanting one for the longest.
Here come the Judge.
Here come the Judge. They're nice. They're pretty fun to shoot. Everything.
Yeah, I've shot a couple of them. David Brown's got one. I shot it a lot at the range one day we were out there. It's a nice gun.
It's a nice gun. It's pretty fun.
It is.
It's hard to find shells for it.
Oh, I know it.
Yeah. Yeah, I went wet a line finally. Boy, I tell you, it felt good.
That's good. Where'd you go fishing?
Yeah, I went to St. Louis Pass.
Okay.
Wet a line a little bit with a friend and everything, and it felt good. Boy, I tell you, it was nice. Feel like going today.
Well, do it.
I wouldn't win, but our Astros, we tried. It's good. I'm proud of them. So, you know.
Got to give them credit, man. I mean, when you can make it to the ALCS 4 years in a row, that's pretty impressive. And, to do it with the rookie pitching and everything we had with the injury problems and all, to go as far as we did, I'm proud of them.
Oh, yeah, I'm very proud of them, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
But I was disappointed we lost, you know, and who wouldn't be? You know, everybody loves a winner, man. That's why.
That's
the American way, isn't it? You got to win.
Yeah. I hope them Braves take out them Dodgers.
Well, that's game seven today, so we'll find out.
We'll sure find out, yeah.
Yeah, that's who I've been pulling for is the Braves.
Yeah, yeah, I've been pulling for the Braves, too. No doubt about it, yeah. But, I just go call in, have a fun Sunday to everybody.
All right, John. Well, hey, it's good to hear from you. I got to run. I'm out of time. Right. But, thanks for the call, and you have a great Sunday, John.
You
see
you,
buddy.
Too.
All right, man. All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. But next Thursday morning, we'll be back here bright and early at 4 a.m. Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.